And welcome to this edition of the Hagmann Report. It is, can you believe this? How'd we get here? January 1st, 2025. It's Wednesday, January 1st, 2025. Wow. Just kind of rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? January 1st, 2025. 2025. Let that sink in for a minute. I want to welcome everyone to this first broadcast of 2025. With me riding through it is Randy Taylor, rt@hagmannpi.com is his email address if you want to talk to him, as well as you can follow him on X. That's randy_taylor_USA. All right. You have a lot to get into. Geez, can you, hours, just a few hours into 2025, we have a lot of things going down. Did you expect anything less is my question to you. Before we get into the program, folks, boostwithdoug.com, boostwithdoug.com, a cutting edge 2024 study reveals nearly half of all adults in the U.S. have high blood pressure. And according to health experts, only about one in four adults have their blood pressure under control, putting millions of people like you and me at risk of heart disease and stroke and so on. And you know, look, it looks like an uphill battle, right? But taking control of your heart health specifically doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't. And that's why I started using this awesome product to help manage my blood pressure, manage my cholesterol, manage my weight. It's a triple action packed formula. It's packed with clinically proven all natural ingredients like white mulberry leaf, cinnamon bark powder. The powerful formulation is designed to support balanced blood sugar and levels, blood sugar levels and healthy weight like nothing else out there. Thousands like myself really wouldn't want to go a day without it. Do your body a favor. Grab it today. It's up to 40% off during the holiday special only at boostwithdoug.com. That's boostwithdoug.com. Plus, when you order today, your delivery will be rushed at no additional cost. That's boostwithdoug.com. Okay. Man, I'll tell you what. We've got, obviously, heading the news, New Orleans, right? The New Orleans vehicle, well, Islamic ISIS attack, or is it a CIA attack, or is it an intelligence community attack? Who benefits from this? Obviously, that's what we have to ask ourselves. But this is being blamed on Shamsuddin Jabbar. Right? And at least four to five others, yet unknowns, flying an ISIS flag, or maybe not flying an ISIS flag. It depends on which video you look at. Did you notice that? And then we have, of course, the unknown at the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas, taking a cyber truck. What are those things called? A Tesla truck. Throwing a bunch of gas cans and camping, fuel in mortars in the back, and pulling into the valet area, or under the roof of the front of the hotel, and just letting it blow, sitting there letting it blow, injuring. There were seven people who were injured in that. Not. The best I could come up with was none seriously. One maybe a little bit serious, but seven in total. The death toll right now in New Orleans is 15 confirmed dead and 30 plus injured. And the reason I hesitate there is because those numbers are rather fluid. And we're not getting a lot out of the FBI there. And of course, bonehead, brain dead Biden, you know, he can't even give a press conference without the teleprompter. You know, I've never used a teleprompter. Even at Branson, 3,000. I mean, it's awesome to be on the stage looking out at Branson, seeing like 3,000 people, you know. It's an amazing thing to see that. But the reason I said that is no one I know ever used a teleprompter ever at those events. I mean,
come on, man.
Yeah, there you go, Joe. FJB. That's all I can say. That's what I've got for the first of the year. And thank you to the person who sent me these. Okay. And FJB on the front.
Your New Year's resolution.
Yeah. Amen. 19 days. It can't come fast enough. I don't know about you. All right. And, you know, to the individual who sent me these, you might want to think about marketing these. Maybe FJB might have to be revised or not, but it's a good idea. All right. Yeah. Very serious show to get into. Look, before I bring RT on to discuss this, I want you to pray for Randy. He's going through quite the health battle. All right. Promise me you will. Mm-hmm. Okay. And, we're a little under the weather here at the Hagman household, as well. I'm not. My wife's having some issues. So just saying, you play hurt, you work hurt, power through it, and you'll be better for it. All right. RT, Randy Taylor, how are you, sir? Happy New Year.
Doing good. Just trying to make some sense of everything that's happening.
Well, yeah. Look, we know. We were talking just a bit. You were saying off air, you know, if the FBI would be a little bit more like they were 20 years ago, or at least more patriotic, we could probably have spotted that terrorist attack. Now, I've been poking around in some old Arabic language forums, and it's interesting. You pointed out last time, or one of the last times that we were on, the language, the Arabic language password protected web forums, some are still in existence, most are not. And there are some American-based web forums, especially on the dark net, that exist. Now, I was able to come across or locate one that had some discussion about this and promised more attacks and related attacks. Now, Randy Taylor, what are your thoughts on what's happening with New Orleans, with Las Vegas, because I believe they're connected? What are your thoughts on all this?
Yeah, I'd go along with that. They're connected. There's a lot of similarities. And I think you're going to find out they are connected. It also brings to mind some time back when you had the nightclub massacre in Orlando. That was an ISIS. That was an ISIS-related attack. They don't talk much about that. But the guy that they had on the phone, the shooter, I watched a documentary on that the other night, and it was actually very accurate. And, he was praising ISIS, taking credit with it. And ISIS even, you know, claimed to credit for that attack. So you're going to see more of this. And at least there'll be a couple more events before Trump gets in office. And then there's probably going to be events after he gets in office just to try and ram it home. But I mentioned to Doug that if the FBI hadn't become such tools and become a political arm, you know, and politically active, there was a good chance we'd still have been talking to them. And I would still be doing what I was doing years ago. They're the reason that I walked away. It isn't just because I wanted to walk away. It just became something that I wasn't going to be able to work with them, and I wasn't going to work with anything to do with Barack Hussein Obama.
And even by the time Obama got done screwing with the FBI, it was not just unworkable, it was hostile.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the one, along with Susan Rice and Valerie Jarrett and others that really put the screws to any type of... I think we're going to have to tear it all down and rebuild it as opposed to reform it. That's just my view.
And the one I really blame is Eric Holder.
Oh, Eric Holder, without a doubt.
I mean, he just turned the Department of Justice, he turned it into a political arm for Obama, plain and simple. No ifs, ands, or buts. Look what happened when there were Black Lives Matter, and he was totally, his mouth has always gone. It still runs today. That mouth still runs today. Always anti-right, anti-police, and for the bad guys. These guys, Obama set us back 50 years in racism. They set the country back 50 years, easy.
Racism for sure, but he weakened our defenses internally, especially.
Oh, every time.
And I've got to put some of that blame too on George W. Bush, because it began to become antagonistic toward the latter 2 years of the Bush administration. I'm just saying. So what we saw
When they started going after Rand Paul supporters,
yes, exactly.
And the MIAC report.
Yep.
That was under Bush.
Yes. Yes.
Bush was the president, and they started targeting the right, the people that were anti-establishment, people who were speaking out against the government.
Right.
And immediately, we were far right. We were Nazis. I mean, it was unbelievable. You couldn't believe what was happening. It was a shame, Doug. It was a damn shame.
Well, this is something that I think if we must insist that Kash Patel gets in the FBI. And those of you who don't like Kash Patel, can you do better? I mean, seriously, I don't know. I wonder, or the department, I'm sorry, the DOJ, right? Kash Patel, DOJ? Help me out here. My mind just went blank.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Or FBI?
Either one.
Well, yeah. I just had a mind blip there because there's so much going on. Well, I'll tell you what.
That's exactly what happens, Doug. We get on an overload.
I'm telling you, I was going through every single, I got an alert about the New Orleans attack about 5 o'clock this morning. I'm thinking, okay, Eastern time. And so that was about 45 minutes after it happened, I believe. And so I was watching everything I could possibly watch and look at. And I watched the whole thing pretty much unfold. And
FBI for Kash Patel, sir.
FBI. Yes. Yep. Thank you. Thank you. And DOJ. Who is for DOJ? Again, I have a list somewhere.
Go ahead and I'll dig it up for you.
All right. But here, in case folks, you haven't seen this, and I'm pretty sure everyone's seen most of the videos with respect to New Orleans. I don't know, but just as a primer, if you will, here's cut one, video of the truck at the time of the attack. Now watch this very, very carefully. And I would urge caution. There might be some graphic stuff here. I'm just not sure even if there is, I don't believe you're going to be able to make it out. But here is cut one. It's 49 seconds in length. This is the best video at this time I could grab for this terrorist attack. You've probably already seen it. And if you have, here it is again. We can analyze it. And if you haven't, well, here it is. Cut one.
Pam Bondi.
Oh, Pam Bondi. That's right. You're going to watch there. You're going to see this truck go around the police car. Okay, go around a police car and then ride the sidewalk, enter Bourbon Street from the sidewalk. Right coming up. Okay. There we go. Top of the screen. And begins to mow down the people. All right. You can cut that. If you haven't seen that, there it is. Now, I'm RT, before you analyze that, I just want to, just in case you haven't seen this, this is the Nolens, chief of police, and Kirkpatrick. This is attachment one. It's not going to show up in the show notes, but this is, you can find it. It's attachment number, I think it's attachment one. Yeah, it is. This is a chief of New Orleans. This was published in August. What the hell? First of all, you watch Beverly Hillbillies. Look at the picture on the right. She looks an awful lot like Granny from the Beverly Hillbillies. Nothing against the age. Chief. Yeah.
We found Ellen Corby. I knew we'd find her eventually.
But look at the panel on the left. Did folks in the chat, did you know this? That she ran over some couple of people? Herself,
she installs fear in the hearts of criminals.
And all be dipped. Look at that, huh? Yeah, just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is
it's what you get when you defund the police.
Oh my gosh, Blue City DEI. But look, those people who watch the press conferences, what hot messes they were. The only person during those press conferences I was anywhere close to liking was John Kennedy. You had the, what was it? FBI, SAC from New Orleans wearing a...
Don't be rude.
Yeah, I'm going to be rude, Don. I am. And may I call you Don? Okay, Mr. Trump. All right. Okay, Mr. President. Look, anyone with a nose piercing and bad grammar in a press conference in a position of authority shouldn't be there. I'm just saying. But this happened because I can't even repeat what she said, what the police chief Ann Kirkpatrick said, but the metal the barriers that are supposed to be working were malfunctioned. I think that's what she said. They were malfunctioned. Okay, well, what does that mean? You mean they were malfunctioning?
They melted.
It should have never happened. Should have never, ever happened. RT, I mean, you've done a lot of scary systems in New York City. Should have never friggin' happened.
If the stuff is there, it should be working at all times.
Yeah.
If you took the time to install it. I mean, I remember when entire buildings, just the construction of buildings between 2002 and 2008 totally changed, you know, with having putting the barriers up, the poles. Then when you got to the building, they would have the front lobby and then pretty much a bomb blast proof wall.
Right.
Behind the lobby just to protect the building.
Right.
Because that is the one thing that jumped in my head with the Las Vegas thing was, do you remember the Islamabad truck bombing?
Oh.
we have video of that.
Yeah. Yes.
The truck driving up.
Yep.
Right before, and it blowing. We've got the video of that right off the CTV. Closed circuit right off the hotel. I mean, we dug an iron possession of that. But these VBIDs, I think we're going to see a lot of them. I'll be honest with you. They have let so many people in over that border. We don't know who the hell's here. Doug, we don't know who's here.
No.
And I guarantee, I would say ISIS had to have moved at least 400 or 500 people across that border. And I'm giving you probably a conservative estimate.
The And I believe that. And I believe that it's with the assistance of this regime, Mayorkas, okay? And even going back with, you know, you can have the puppet handlers, Obama and Eric Holder and company, and all the people that were in, you know, this being an additional term of Obama, but there are people behind him. But here's, okay, so with respect to the New Orleans attack, okay, this terrorist attack, you're looking at, I believe, in a total of five people right now that I've been able to plug into. Also verified was that truck was down at Eagle Pass not 2 days ago, like they said, and then they had amended this, but I was able to verify November 16th. Then that was used for a different purpose in terms of that was moved or used to move people, not that we know of, okay, that I feel certain about saying. Then it turns up in New Orleans. I wouldn't put it past the fact that 600 during that 650 mile drive with an electric truck, I'm sure that the driver stopped at the FBI field offices to charge the vehicle along the way. But we know.
Oh, and to get directions and pick up a fuel card.
There you go. Well, not a fuel card, a charging card. Yeah, yeah. I just have so many notes here. Again, from Texas to New Orleans, but again, rented from Turo, the Turo app, which is a car sharing app, which is owned by Andre Haddad from Beirut. I don't believe in coincidences because that truck was rented in the same fashion as, was the bomb in, at Trump Tower. Or the would-be bomber at Trump Tower in Vegas today. So, the ISIS flag, have you noticed the disappearing, reappearing ISIS flag in the various videos? I don't know what to believe in terms of, was it a proper, you know, was it really an ISIS-inspired event, or was this a CIA, FBI-inspired event?
I would say that they'll go with the ISIS-inspired, but you got to remember, once, you know, when the CIA has worked with these people.
Yeah.
You got to remember, they've been over there in Syria fighting, you know, and supplying Al-Qaeda/ISIS. And don't tell me about the differences, okay? We know the differences.
Jeez. Yeah, I think. Right? Please, save your emails.
One more right into the other. We know exactly what's going on there. And then, yes, they were calling them Syrian freedom fighters, and they were being supplied by the United States of America. Hillary Clinton started this, okay? She moved them right out of Iraq, right into Syria to go after Assad. And they're on the U.S. payroll. You've got to understand that, people. And we told you what we saw with the overthrow of Gaddafi, okay, with the tanks coming in, the NATO tanks flying Al-Qaeda flags. And we these are little things to the untrained eye, go right on by. Then they don't see it. But when they were invading Libya, you know, and going in to take down Gaddafi, that was a NATO operation, okay, which meant it was a U.S. operation. And the CIA was behind it. It was done through Hillary Clinton and the State Department. I think that's one of the reasons why Stevens was killed. I think he was getting ready to sing like a bird, because he was the broker on the ground over there for the U.S. supplying the arms to ISIS, who were posing as Syrian freedom fighters. But he was the broker. He was the guy making sure it was happening.
And folks, if you want a good primer, and this involves Randy Taylor, myself, we have written so many investigative reports on Benghazi, okay, before it was chic to do so. All right. So just go to HagmanPI.com, navigate to the search box and type in Benghazi. That'll tell you all about Libya. It'll morph into the Arab Spring, or you can type Taylor you know, Randy Taylor, his name, or my name. Well, they type my name, you're going to get a lot of stuff. But Randy wrote a lot about Benghazi. I wrote a lot about Benghazi, but Randy tied it to the development of ISIS and matched it to really Obama creating what is now known as ISIS after it morphed a couple of times. And
yeah, it originally started out as Al-Qaeda of Iraq.
Okay. Yes.
And it was Abu Musab Zarqawi.
Correct.
It's the guy that went to bin Laden. He was a Jordanian, went to bin Laden and said, hey, I want to go after the allies. I'm going after the allied forces in Iraq. He was given Osama gave him his blessing. He started Al-Qaeda of Iraq. When he died, when he was killed, pretty much by Jordanian intelligence in the U.S. Yep. But then they set up the MSC, the Mujahideen Shura Council, which was like six different groups under an umbrella. And whenever someone would get killed, it would change names again. And it went from Mujahideen Shura Council. It went to Islamic State. Then it was Islamic State of Iraq. Then it was Islamic State in the Levant. And then it became ISIS. And then they're saying, you know, I remember Obama walking up to the podium. Yeah, walking up like he's a big man and said that Al-Qaeda is no more.
Well, in a way, twisted way, and you have to kind of do pretzels over this, but he was correct.
Yeah, because he renamed them. He changed the name on their paychecks.
Right.
He says, you guys will hereby pay to the order of ISIS.
And it was really at that time. And if you look at the border invasion, okay, you also have to go back to Fast and Furious, too, with Holder. Okay.
And that is Holder's project. Holder should have been brought up on charges. But it's hard, though, to charge the attorney general.
Yeah. It's kind of like judging. Yeah. No, it's not going to work. But okay, so when you look at it with a wider lens, you can see how Obama orchestrated everything we're seeing today. Mm-hmm. But then we have, again, the CIA involvement and the FBI involvement. And if you want to even widen the lens further, this, you're going to find out that New Orleans and the Trump Tower, as amateurish as that was, thankfully, although it did really kind of muck up the overhead on the valet area in front of the hotel. You're going to see, I believe, an international plot that also involves Mossad. As difficult as that is to say, I mean, I'm not trying to be, I'm just calling it like I see it based on research, okay? Because they're going to benefit from this as the war in the Middle East will be expanded.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So,
because they have to have a bad guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
It's that simple. And when they want a bad guy, they just go, bad guy. And you got one. Yeah. And the whole thing, and we're still, nobody can really convince me that they killed Osama bin Laden in Pakistan. Okay. I'm sorry. I have so many questions, you know, and especially what Doug and I have both seen, which I'm pretty convinced the man who I saw dead was Osama bin Laden.
And this, that leads to SEAL Team 6, Extortion 17.
Yes. Why were they wiped out?
Right.
You're talking about our premier SEAL team.
On one helicopter, which never happens.
No. That just stinks to high heaven.
Yeah.
And who was in charge? Who?
Who? Tell me. Go ahead.
Yeah.
You can tell me. You can do it.
Yeah. Obama, Osama.
Come on, people.
Yeah. Obama bin Laden. That guy has caused more death and destruction.
Did we... The one thing that I will say, okay, because in New Orleans, and folks, again, there are no coincidences. There are conspiracies in New Orleans. You had improvised explosive devices. You had at least, in one case, it was explained, two men, one woman. But I believe, again, there were additional IEDs placed in New Orleans. I don't find it a coincidence that the Sugar Bowl was scheduled for tonight, rescheduled for tomorrow. Playing Notre Dame is playing, and isn't it interesting? An IED was found outside of outside of the cathedral in the French Quarter, and Notre Dame was just reopened and rededicated along with President Trump being there. So if you follow I don't want to be one of these guys, although I am, with index cards on a board, with yarn connecting things. But I'll tell you what, there are too many red flags here that scream intelligence community involvement in this whole thing. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, you really have to question things over the years, going all the way back to 9/11. You know, people say it's the government. Okay, that's a pretty broad brush. There's certain elements of the government were involved. And like, just something that always stuck in my head were the passports of two of the guys found on the ground. You know, they dropped two buildings, and the passports are found intact the following morning of two of the hijackers.
Yes.
I remember, and bear in mind, I hadn't even started down the intelligence trail when I was sitting there that evening, 9/11. It happened when I was at work. I heard it on the radio. And when I got home, I sat down and I watched the footage. And the next morning, I was up at 4, always back in those days. And I remember getting up and listening to the news, and they already knew exactly who did it. And I'm sitting here going, what?
Yeah.
What? And I hadn't even got involved with these clowns yet. You know, and I'm sitting here, but I was looking at that, just the fallacy of that, before I even suspected my own government. That right there is what started that trail of mistrust.
Yeah.
So while I'm working to save American lives, I'm also over here on the other side going, okay, everything that happens and this and that, we've got to watch our own people. Just because there's certain things would happen that threw Doug off. Messages, we would go to dump them in a translator and they came back in perfect English. That just doesn't happen. You know, and little things like that pop up, yep. And you're going, whoa, wait a minute. You know, was that put there intentionally for me to find?
Or for someone else?
Someone to find?
Yes, yes.
You know,
all of these, you get too close, and I'll tell you what, you're going to get your wings clipped like we saw. By the way, on a separate matter, I noticed in the chat, just to answer Jesus is King of Glory, the books, you should get them. I'm sending the last one out tomorrow. You should get yours priority mail this week. Okay, I apologize. It was a snafu on our part. But nonetheless, you should have them. The last one will go out. Last two will go out tomorrow. My apologies, but you'll get it. The books, the free books. I would say this week. I'm just trying to think. So, my apologies. Actually, I had taken them, the initial ones, to the post office with the labels, no postage. I had to reprint the labels. Long story. Rebox them and reprint the labels with the post. It's a long story. Just trust me, you'll get them. And thank you for entering the contest. All right, so back to the issue at hand. I want to show this 10-second video. This is video two of what happened in New Orleans. And I should add to this what Randy Taylor was talking about what you can tell in the language translations. Did you know, folks, did we talk about this, RT? The FBI has a warehouse. Every bomb that went off in the Middle East or didn't go off, every bomb in the U.S. or that went off or didn't go off is stored in a warehouse, and it's categorized. They're all categorized. Did we talk about this? I don't know. I don't know if we did or not. On air?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay. I'm just saying. And of course, they've been rendered inert, but every bomb has a signature. Every pipe bomb, every IED has a signature to it. All right. And it's best if they're not detonated, because you can get both DNA. And of course, you can see the construction and the signature, but there, it's located in a specific warehouse. I'm not going to say where, but it's under control of the FBI, and they can tell a whole bunch of stuff from those vehicles.
Because every bomber does it different. Even though he's taught to wire things a certain way, they still have what Doug's saying. They got their own signature. Yeah. They make it theirs. They own it.
Plus, you know, just think of this. Okay, C4. C4 is not all the same composition. And of course, you know, the markers that were put in, what was it, 1980? But I digress. Folks, just understand they would be able to tell where it came from. And pretty much who the maker is. But here's 10 seconds of footage in case you haven't seen this. This is a little hard to take. This is of the New Orleans terrorist attack as the truck drove down Bourbon Street. 10 seconds, cut two. All links are available at HagmanPI.com. Click on today's program title, and that'll take you to a page that has all the links right below the audio. So here it is. Okay, this has no sound to it. That's pretty rough. Loop it one more time if that's all right. This is why you need your head to be on a swivel and be paying attention. And that truck really didn't have any sound to it, being an electric truck, electric vehicle. I don't think that person on the phone made it. I'm not sure. There was. Is that the one that? Yeah, that's it. Horrible, horrible footage. And we'll go right to video or cut three, Randy Taylor. This is drone footage from KPRC Channel 2. In Houston, man outside is a Southern area attack suspects. Yeah, this is Houston, and this is SWAT's arrival. Now, this has no audio to it as well. Run this. This is when, after Din Jabbar was identified, and the SWAT team decided to show up and check out his house. Here it is, right here. And this is what you're seeing. You're seeing a suspect from that house being ordered to come out with his hands up. And again, this is compliments of KPRC Channel 2. And what you see there is a man with his hands up, and you see the SWAT team, FBI, and I believe local SWAT team members at the house. I don't know how many people have seen that. And that's the residence, reportedly, of Shamsuddin Jabbar. Have no idea what they found. Let's see here. Page one, real quick, and then RT, tell me what this sounds like. Jabbar was reported twice to his army commander for Islamic extremist views. This is page one. And I believe this is Jihad Watch. I'm not sure. Maybe not. Eric, go ahead and put that up, page one, when you have a chance. Okay, so this is Jack Posobiec. Right. Yeah, okay. Thank you. I got a delay on my end. So there you have it. reported twice for Islamic extremist views. And they were too scared of causing a racial and religious issue to address the issue. Didn't we see that somewhere else?
Yeah, Fort Hood.
There you go.
Yeah. We don't learn, do we? Wouldn't want to hurt somebody's feelings, Doug. Well, it hurts a lot for their Islamic feelings.
Oh, amen. It's a sad. It really is a sad state of affairs when you take a look at it. Mm-hmm. And one last thing, RT. This is something I sent Eric earlier. And folks, in case you haven't seen this, this was something separate. I'm going to try to put it in the show notes. I'll tell you what. Let's go to video 8. This is the Trump Hotel. In case you didn't see this, this is what I was talking about earlier. This is cut 8. Go ahead and play this when you're ready. I don't believe it has any sound to it. This is the moment the truck, or no, this is the truck at the hotel. And there it is. And you can see it parked under the canopy there in the valet section. That's the Tesla truck. Again, rented through the Turo app. Okay, that does have an audio of an eyewitness. That's fine.
That's a car.
Well, that's a
car.
Tesla hybrid or whatever you call those things. Okay. Yeah, I know. And let's see here. We it's don't have to. Truck. It's a what? Cybertruck?
Cybertruck.
Okay. All right. But the most important thing, I think, to wrap this up is page 5. This was not included in the show notes. And this is what Randy Taylor and I were talking about. If you can post this while Randy and I talk about this. Lara Logan, a friend of mine, and she, I'll tell you what, I don't ever remember her not being correct. When I read this, I thought of RT. I learned months ago from multiple U.S. intel sources that the CIA was urging their friends in the Taliban, the basic Islamic terror network, to use their sleeper cells inside the U.S. for an attack that would be blamed on ISIS. So I'm very skeptical. It's too easy to blame ISIS. They'll do it over and over to hide the fact that powerful people inside American intelligences are in bed with the nation's enemies. Randy, your thoughts on that? I mean, it's pretty much, that's it, right?
She's right.
Okay. I mean,
yep.
There it is. Okay.
And there's more coming.
And you're doggone right.
And these guys look pretty amateurish. Wait till the pros show up. That's not a search, and that's what you have to look at.
How many did we? We let in probably. I'm talking about trained terrorists, well over 1,000 at least.
Easy.
But trained.
Easy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh yeah. And this administration, all of this falls on Joe Biden.
And Mayorkas and Harris, mm-hmm. and really Obama, the entire globalist crew, okay? Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, yep. Millie's trying, you know, Millie with the military is trying to figure out his explain the white rage. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I found this, folks, Ben Berquam. I really like Ben. I think he's got a lot of great information. This is kind of a segue into the invasion here that we're facing. But Ben did something that Randy Taylor and myself, we have done in the past. We have really poked the bear on site. I'd like you to watch this. Eric the Tech, this is a video 9. This was separate from the show notes. This is video 9, and Randy Taylor, you and I, given God willing, we'll have the chance to go do something like this as well in the same area and poke the bear But I think what Ben Berkwam did is very enlightening here. And folks, I'd like you to watch a response by the NGOs who are making money, by the people who are guarding these compounds. And just listen to Ben and watch what happens when he tries to go and film a San Diego camp. This is Cut 9. Here it is.
This is what our government thinks of you. You'll own nothing and be happy. This is the Klaus Schwab Great Reset, World Economic Forum. This is the Democrat policies for your life right here. That's how they want you to live. The same people that are inviting the invasion into our country set things up like this. The largest homeless encampment I've ever seen. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. Hundreds of workers. All profiting off of people living like this. San Diego, the same place where they just voted to be a super sanctuary county to protect illegal aliens with your tax dollars, saying law enforcement can't even work with ICE. This is how they want you to live. Screw them. They're coming over to talk to me, so I'm going to carefully walk down here. This is a dangerous blind corner. What's that?
It is illegal
to. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, this is public.
No, you can't be filming that area.
Based on what?
Based on the city. That's HIPAA law. It goes against HIPAA law. So you have to actually...
There is no HIPAA. That. No, that's nonsense.
It's confidentiality of clients. Yes.
What, I wasn't showing any clients. I'm showing you guys wasting millions of tax dollars
on really
keeping people homeless.
You really have to delete that.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so I
got to delete
it.
Who are you?
My name is Angel. I'm one of the case managers here.
Okay, what's that?
Who are
I'm
you?
With the media.
Who are you?
I'm with the media.
Okay, so
the First Amendment. This is the First Amendment. I don't need to show you anything. I'm showing what's happening. You'll let me in?
Sure.
And you'll let me film?
No. So that's the problem. You
okay.
Can't film. You're not
well, that's right. That's.
Out here.
I can film. You're
no,
wrong. You're wrong. You might not like it, but
no,
you're
no,
wrong.
No, you really can. Not when you're. It's private practice that you're filming.
Yes, you can. You can film. You may not be able to go on to it, but you can film it. You need to check the Constitution. The people.
Everybody knows what this.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Then it shouldn't matter. How much money is going into it? I don't want to block traffic. How much money is going into it? That's what I'm just trying to get some answers. It is. It's taxpayer funded. It's taxpayer. Absolutely. No, not if they're paying for this to keep people homeless.
This is private practice where we tell you can't report anything.
Well, that's just not true. You can say that. You can say that. No, First Amendment protects. No, First Amendment protects filming. Yeah, yeah, that's fine. I can't go onto the property unless you invite me on. Absolutely.
Let me explain to you why.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people here who are running away from a lot of dangerous things. And
sure.
You're recording, you're putting them in danger. You're doing this.
Okay, you get the idea. You can cut that. You can cut that.
He's absolutely right. You can film.
I'm going to tell you something. You and I, okay, we would roll that person, that woman in dough and roll her down the hill. Okay.
Absolutely.
It wouldn't end well. No, I mean, no one's going to tell us that we can't film.
They don't want you filming. They better put a wall up. And that's not going to stop us either.
And those are the people in charge?
Yeah.
These are the people that are grifting off of our tax dollars. We are paying for that.
Yeah. That's
okay.
The sad part, Doug.
Yeah.
We're footing the bill.
And I'll tell you this, in 19 days, if that doesn't change, I'll tell you what, we'll give them 21 days. If that doesn't change, then we have a real problem on our hands.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If this ain't, there's certain things that have to change, and if not, we're going to be running in circles. Nothing will get done.
I'm going to tell you.
We still got 3 weeks, man.
Well, this is part. I mean, so from New Orleans to Las Vegas to San Diego, you can see how everything is really connected. When Biden came out, shuffled out, and did his stupid press conference where the teleprompters really fought with Biden. And he had to stop midstream. Did you see that, folks? I'm not going to play it, but It is what you would expect when he shuffled out and then shuffled back without taking any questions. The blood in New Orleans, the potential blood in Las Vegas, and any, well, all the blood that was shed from day one is on Biden-Harris' hands. It's on Mayorkas' hands. It's on the globalists' hands. It's on the rhinos' hands. It's on Bush's hands. It's on Obama's hands. It's on all these dipweed hands everywhere.
Yep. And like I said, these are amateurs. Wait till the pros show up. Oh, mess.
I just don't know. I think we're starting to see a wave now. I think the order has been given, and the stuff I was reading, I'm going to have to send it to you for your evaluation on this, because, you know, look, I don't know whether it's just bluster, but this is the beginning of the wave. It's my understanding. So, We'll go through it together. And folks, we're going to keep you informed. There are other target cities named, because I can't guarantee the authenticity of it. I don't know, but it wouldn't surprise anyone to learn the cities. Okay. It just wouldn't. They're all blue cities and they're all very big metropolitan areas. And, they're all, you know, crowds. So. Brother,
yep. I don't know. Okay.
So, okay. So, bad. Having said, go ahead.
Bad. Go ahead. No, I was just saying, very bad.
Yeah. No, it is. It's again like drinking from a fire hose. It's difficult to really. The start of 2025 and how this will end in 2025. I don't know. Do you have any thoughts? Randy?
Well, the amazing thing, too, is it's happening on New Year's, because we waited for something to happen on New Year's for how many years?
And it was always Times Square.
Yeah. Yeah, you were always looking at the kill zone, said target rich environments. And Times Square was, I can't tell you how many nights I sat on the phone with JTTF and different agencies. At the stroke of midnight, you know, an hour leading up to it, sometimes 2 hours leading up to it, and just watching everything tapping into cameras, everything, and you know, sitting there talking, and while we're talking, they'd be dispatching people, and it was just watched, like, you know, constantly, and nothing ever happened. And then look here. Two different things happening here in the same day.
Yeah, it's wow. I at this point, folks, I don't want to say speechless, but it's almost like very anticlimactic to really go into the beginning of this year, 3 hours and 15 minutes in Central Time into this year, see this happen, and then report on it. 19 hours later? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Again, we told you this is going to happen.
Yep. And there's more to come.
You
can believe that. And you know, they've only got to be right once.
Yeah. Well, lucky is, the phrase is, they only have to get lucky once. You know, we have to be lucky all the time. However, again, you can't take away the fact that this guy, the man from New Orleans, he was a U.S. citizen from Texas. He served in the military. By the way,
I saw a picture of him. Yeah. It looked like he had a 25th Infantry Division badge on.
Yeah. Steph sent a Facebook picture. That's the picture you saw. And I think I might have forwarded it to
that's my old unit, and that's Kirk Finney's old unit.
Really?
Yep. 25th Infantry, Tropic Lightning Force, as we affectionately called the Electric Strawberry.
Okay, he graduated from 25B Information Technology MLS training. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's okay. So his LinkedIn profile, which virtually has been scrubbed, all of social media scrubbed, although on social
that picture,
media,
the picture is up right now. That's that's the 25th Infantry logo.
Okay.
Schofield Barracks, Hawaii.
But explain to me how this man gets a job as an information technology team chief at the U.S. Army Reserve.
No doubt.
How?
Oh, come on. The criteria, you can't stop them from joining the military. You have far more of these, I'll just call them religious zealots in the military than people ever recognize. That's why, and they're so dangerous, you know, you don't want to go out on patrol with one of these guys. You know what I'm saying? Right. When his loyalty lies with someone else, you don't want to be in a critical mission with this guy. You know, and trust me, soldiers are pretty smart. They generally tune in. This guy slipped through somehow. But if you had a unit and you had, say, 20 guys in it and you had a person like this in there and you didn't trust him, you'd be watching him like a hawk. And if something went wrong, he'd take one right through the head.
Man, I'll tell you again, Fort Hood comes to mind. But you know, again.
But we let him in, and that's the thing. And it's that's it. Yeah, it's this trying to be everything to everybody and not wanting to call it. You know, that's why people, they say if you see something wrong, to call somebody. Well, they're not going to call because they're afraid of being called a racist. You know, if they see something suspicious going out of the house over here, you know, and three Muslim guys, people just don't want to pick up the phone and call. Because they're afraid of being labeled a racist. And thank Obama for that. And seriously, he set us back years in this, and they don't want to. And even go back, remember Susan Rice, or not Susan Rice, but Condoleezza Rice.
Yeah.
Islam is a peaceful religion. Constantly saying the same thing over and over and over, and trying to brainwash people. When we just watched two towers fall, you know what I mean? 3,000 people dead. You guys said it was Muslims, and now you're sitting there going, oh, but Muslims are peaceful. You know what I'm saying? It's just a series of ironies that this government has put out.
Notice what Randy said is you guys said it was Muslims. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you're going to take that narrative, then why stifle?
Yeah, you can't change it 2 weeks later and go, oh, no, those Muslims are peaceful.
Exactly.
You just told us that they did that. You know,
of course.
That's the crap of it. That's the crap of the U.S. government. That's the irony of it.
Man.
I know.
Well, I'll tell you what, Randy.
We have 3 long weeks.
We do.
And you're going to see a lot more stuff.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, they're doing their best to push, you know, for war with Russia.
And that's the other thing, too. I'm about 3/4 of the way through that book, Provoked, and oh, my goodness.
I ordered that.
Oh, did you? I got to tell you, man, it has changed my outlook on what's going on with Ukraine. And I do believe the money, the amount of money has been so understated, and it's coming back to the pockets of the lawmakers here in the U.S.
Yes. Because if it goes, you know, it doesn't have to make the trip to Ukraine. All it has to do is go to a defense contractor in the U.S.
Yeah.
And then, boom, it's turnaround. That's easy transfer. They filter that back in. You call it campaign contribution. It'd be cash in a paper bag. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we're going to have more information about all of what happened in the 19 hours of 2025 Would you join me back here on Friday? Right.
Yes, I will. And I hope that we haven't had another one by Friday. It will not surprise me. It just won't surprise me.
I'm telling you, expect it. Expect one more, at least one more by Friday.
Yep.
Attack. I don't know what it's going to look like, but expect one more, at least.
Yeah.
Randy Taylor, RT at HagmanPI.com. If you want to email him, as well as follow him on X, RandyTaylor_USA. Randy, thank you so much. I will see you on Friday. We will continue with this and this discussion, and of course, the new developments that will occur tomorrow, I'm sure.
Great.
So I appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, what you're doing.
Have a great night.
Thank you, Randy.
All right, guys. Later.
All right, folks. Please keep your prayers up for Randy. It's rough to struggle through health issues with me right now. Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. You know what? It's 2025. Again, hard to believe. I saw Matt Bracken posted something on X. I can't believe I made it to 2025. Me neither, Matt. I get that. Okay, for different reasons, but yours are more noble than mine. But do yourself a favor. Because this is the first day of the year, make a commitment to yourself to take care of yourself. And by taking care of yourself, take these supplements, order them from Health Masters. TeamHealthMasters.com is the website. Health Masters is the older website. Hey, Team Health Masters, the newer one. Extra credit for you if you go there. And take advantage of this being the first of the year. So you can man, get yourself together with their supplements. Right before the show, I mixed myself up some magnesium brain food, tossed in a purple stick, took my B's, C's, D3, K2, quercetin. I'm ready to go. I can see through the preview monitor there. Austin Brower, how are you, sir?
All I had right now.
I'm going to tell you that magnesium brain food is really, you want to focus. I had a little bit of a kind of a glitch in the beginning because I couldn't remember Kash Patel and whether he was going for the FBI or Department of Justice, and silly me. But that's because of information overload. I got 4 pages of handwritten notes about the events of the last, the events ever since the year turned into 2025. So where do you want to start, my friend?
Well, it's already been a pretty wild year, and it hadn't even been 24 hours yet, which I find interesting. Firstly, I was listening to the show earlier on there, and I've been doing some more research on what was going on because I was wondering, first a lot of people thought that possibly that Cybertruck, exploded with the lithium ion batteries. The problem with it is they don't usually explode that abruptly and quickly. And then Elon Musk went in, and he's come out now and said that they went and looked at all the, parameters on the car, because this thing's connected to the cloud. And he said essentially the Cybertruck had no issues going on whatsoever with it, and it definitely was an intentional explosion, which we now figured out. Now, what's interesting about that whole thing, though, is that the truck that the guy drove in New Orleans was an electric F-150. It was an F-150 Lightning. It was a rental truck from Turo, which is the online app where you can rent vehicles. And the Cybertruck is also a fully electric vehicle from Tesla, and it also was rented on Turo. I haven't been able to verify what those names were under, who actually rented them, but they were rented apparently at similar times as far as from what I'm reading so far. They both were on Turo, ironically enough, on completely different sides of the country, and then used just within a few hours of one another. So in my opinion, this definitely was something that was getting well orchestrated. This was not just some little random happenstance. The fact that they found those other IEDs and were able to, defuse them in New Orleans, I think that was supposed to be a lot bigger attack than it ended up being. It was actually honestly horrific, but I think it was supposed to be much, much more horrific with multiple bombs going off as well. And then again, a few hours later, the Las Vegas, Cybertruck, Tesla truck explodes. But I did find it ironic, it's kind of strangely enough, that they are both rental trucks right off Turo, and that they both happen to be electric vehicles. I don't really know what that means. It may just be happenstance, but I did find that to be kind of ironic, especially as much as I slam electric trucks all the time, electric cars.
The Turo app is owned by Andre Haddad. Now, he's a Beirut, Lebanon native living in, I believe, Houston. Again, this information is not, I mean, it's probably two or three layers deep. I haven't really been able to authenticate everything, but you are correct that, the truck, the cyber truck at the Trump Plaza or at the Trump Hotel in Vegas, that according to the information I have came into Vegas at 7:30 a.m. there, Vegas time today. So that would place that vehicle there a few hours before that happened.
Yeah.
But you're right. And what I find very interesting, the IEDs placed in one IED was found near a cathedral in the French Quarter. And I found it very interesting. The Sugar Bowl, Notre Dame is playing in the Sugar Bowl. Notre Dame, of course, if you want to stretch this out, Notre Dame is was just the real Notre Dame was rededicated, reopened. President Trump went there, and then you have this IED next to cathedral. And then the Turo app and all of this. I'm looking at the international component with a wider lens, along with the IC community, whether that's the CIA and Mossad. I believe that to be the case, also involved in this. So. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's definitely, I think, it's something way deeper than all of this. The fact that, you know, Tesla with Elon Musk, Cybertruck in front of the Trump Tower in Vegas, at the same time, you know, a couple hours after, there's definitely no question about it. This was trying to prove a point. And what's crazy about this whole thing, though, is, you know, when you start looking at it, like you said, kind of from like a larger lens, you start wondering, like, what else they're trying to set up. And the fact that they set this up within hours of New Year's. And, you know, earlier on the show, and I was talking to a couple of my buddies this morning, you know, as we were kind of talking about it and going over some notes, especially a lot of my gun guys. And everybody said, you know, the thing about this is very reminiscent of how everything always was going on in Afghanistan and Iraq and everything in between. It's a lot of times a direct engagement is very difficult with a very, very strong warfighter group that you're going up against. However, IEDs and roadside bombs are very, very effective because you never see them coming. And so is this going to be something that's going to start happening or on a trend? I hope not. Golly. But is this something that obviously is a very effective means to prove a point and do terroristic activity? By all means, it's one of the most effective way to do things like this. So again, it's just be cautious on a lot of this stuff right now. I would imagine that if they're going to hit any other places, like you said, it's going to be major cities again, you know, that are essentially maybe Democratic run, maybe Republican run, but there's definitely some weird similarities to all the stuff going on. I don't think we've seen the end of it starting off right now.
No, I believe that this is really the beginning of a wave. And also, like I said, the information I have from, I don't want to say open source, because most people would never find the forums that I was perusing on the dark web. How can I put this? The discussions were, look, you know, it's going to be hell from now, henceforth, basically. And some of the cities named wouldn't surprise anyone in the conversation in this forum. Multi-language, by the way, forum that does have a level of password protection, but not like the old the old Arabic language forums. But again, I'm looking for something else to happen in the next immediate future. I'm talking between now and the weekend, and then more gradually rising up more from here, more of these kinds of attacks to keep the agencies busy and away from it. This is both a mass casualty event planned as well as a diversion planned from other things. Yep. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, that's a kind of the one of the conversations that I had with one of my buddies who used to be in the Intel community. Is he said that he's like, you know, nobody's really sure if this is actually like a true, you know, radical jihad event, or if this is something that is basically being used as that with the deep state behind it, with Mossad and CIA to try to keep a lot of stuff under the covers and covertly do things up until this, you know, inauguration and try to keep a lot of things distracted. You know, it's funny now, suddenly nobody's talking about drones anymore. Nobody's even talking or thinking about drones anymore. Yet that was in the news media. We all covered it. Everybody covered it because every single platform, the entire country was covering it for days straight. Now, suddenly, you hear nothing about it again. Now, this is going to be in the news media for, and again, my condolences to the families on both sides of this. It's a horrific event, especially people that were in, you know, New Orleans trying to enjoy New Year's. All of a sudden, they're getting run over. We had the same event happen, very similar to Christmas markets in Germany just a few weeks ago. And I mean, that was a horrific event. And so when you start seeing stuff like this happen back to back to back, you wonder, you know, are these really true radical groups that are actually behind it, or are these groups that they're using? I mean, we know the FBI has been deeply involved in false flags for years. They used to even brag about it as far as setting up individuals and basically busting them and foiling terrorist attacks. But they were the ones who actually recruited, funded, and armed the individuals. And they come around the corner and go, gotcha, we're actually the FBI. We're here to take you to prison now because you got a surface air missile that you were going to shoot at a jetliner. And they go, you gave them to me. You told me you'd give me money if I use them. I don't even know what's going on anymore. Oh, you're the terrorist now. You're going to prison the rest of your life. And then the FBI pats themselves on the back. They do a big spread in the New York Times and go, we foiled another terrorist plot. We're such good people here at the FBI. We do the Lord's work. And then you go, but you guys were the ones who did everything. Most of these guys don't even know what the heck they're doing. They're a bunch of just crazy yahoos that are homeless. And again, so you see this stuff happening, so you know it's not outside of their scope to recruit people and bring them in. And that's one of the reasons why I keep telling everybody, make sure you're using, you know, just caution in some of these areas, especially if you're going to crowded areas that are very big and very open. My opinion, always carry. Obviously, if you got vehicles like this that are happening, you can't always do something about it, but just use situational awareness in some of these areas right now. And also, too, make sure everybody's keeping their immune system up to par. I've had a lot of people that have been contacting me getting sick lately. And I saw an article here earlier, the UK is actually, but it actually ordered now 5 million vaccines preparation for the next potential COVID. This article just came out basically on the Express Mail, and they said essentially they're going in now because of the bird flu concerns. They've ordered 5 million vaccines, vaccine that's not even approved yet. It's still been in the testing phase as far as from Moderna, $178 million grant Moderna got to start producing an RNA gene therapy H5N1 flu shot that I talked to you about, bird flu shot, months ago. And now suddenly countries from all over the world are clamoring to purchase this for tens of millions of dollars. And it's very, very eerily reminiscent of what we saw in COVID, except, you know, COVID, we had the incident occur with the virus being released, and then the production got spooled up with the vaccine. Now it's like they're going to make sure almost that they have a virus get released so they can justify spending all this money on the vaccine. As I told one of my good buddies about it this morning, I said, you really think these governments are spending tens of millions of dollars on these vaccines, $200 million to produce a vaccine that they're never going to use? It wouldn't be outside the scope of wasteful spending with the government because they're known for wasting money. But on the other hand, too, it's almost too eerie the way they're trying to set this up. And now they're saying that, you know, the first case is mutated. They have found now with somebody, ironically, in Louisiana, it was over towards New Orleans area. They found somebody that had a horrific case of the bird flu that mutated. So all these things are happening now behind the scenes. And it's ironic how, you know, it's been kind of eerily quiet for the last couple months. And now suddenly all these things are starting to occur. And that's why I've been telling everybody, keep your head on a swivel, keep your body strong, keep your mind strong, keep your immune system strong, make sure you're hammering the vitamin C, the D3, the zinc, like I tell everybody every single year, especially during this cold and flu season, and keep your immune system up to par, because there's no question about it. I think more than likely you're going to see, and I said this last month when I was talking to you, remember before we go to New Year, I said there's probably going to be a multi-pronged event that's going to occur. It's going to have multiple things. They can't just do a COVID hit again. Or a bird flu and say, okay, we're doing another virus. They can't just do another 9/11 false flag. In order to get the massive amount of diversion and the massive amount of awe factor, they're going to have multiple events happen back to back to back to back like that. And unfortunately, I didn't want to be right, but all we saw already on New Year's Day, this has definitely been a very, you know, sad day for a lot of people. And on the other hand, too, it needs to be a very sobering day for a lot of people to realize that this country, this republic, has been under attack for years. And they, the globalist boys that are running the show, they're not going to relinquish power easily whatsoever. This isn't going to be something they're just going to hand back. They put way too much work in to get done what they've gotten done right now.
You know, I 100% behind you on that. They're not going to give up power easy. Now, that does not mean, folks, that they're going to try to delay the inauguration. That's really set in the Constitution. However, okay, how do they treat the Constitution anyway, right? But, you know, President Trump could be sworn in early. That's constitutional. He could be sworn in private, which I would highly recommend early and in private, and then take power on the 20th at 12:01. But let me ask you something totally different. On Monday, I believe it was, we were talking, I think we were the first ones, or maybe a lot, I don't know if it was last week or on Monday, but we were talking about the fog. You know, you said how drones have kind of gone off the map. Now I have a feeling they're going to come back in full force, but
yeah,
what about this fog we're hearing about all over the globe, essentially, but especially here in the U.S. Have you heard much about this?
Yeah, I did. Ted covered a little bit on the show this morning, and then there's also been reports. I haven't been able to really verify 100% if they're legit or not, but they've been talking about some of these drones being spotted releasing some type of fog out of them. The issue is we already know that the aerosol chemtrail spraying with the global, you know, geoengineering, that's been underway for the last 20, 30 years. The planes, you can watch them, they tic-tac-toe throughout the sky all day long with the chemtrails. So, you know, setting out certain chemicals, spraying out certain chemicals is not outside the scope of what they already currently do. And they have the equipment for aerial dispersal on hand that they readily use. So are they putting something out? Very possibly. It's weird that you start – I've known like half a dozen people now in the last week that have gotten unbelievably sick all of a sudden. Even people that have pretty good health and they take their supplements, and most of them have fought it pretty quick and going down for a couple days. But I know a few other people. I've been getting calls left and right from people all over the country. They've been getting unbelievably sick out of nowhere. And they're like, man, I need some vitamins. I need to know what to take. Like, I'm new customers calling us up saying, what should I do? And I'm like, okay, here's a stack. You know, we'll next day air it to you. If you need it express, we'll send it right out to you. We had a customer actually in Canada call up last week, and they ran into some issues. They got unbelievably sick. And, you know, I've gotten emails asking about the fog. What it is, I don't have a direct answer what's in it. I can only speculate, but I do find it very strange that I'm getting calls all over the country and emails from people talking about how sick they've gotten and how they need supplements rushed to them ASAP while it's coinciding with the stuff at the exact same time. I do find that a little odd.
Yeah, I don't know what it is either. Look, I do know fog happens. Folks, this is not regular fog. So, some claim there's some oily, some dry, but in most cases it has a specific odor to it. I've taken a lot of notes on this as well. It's really all over the country, and especially in South Florida. It's just so I do know that there are people in Southwest Florida who are collecting samples and have sent the samples to a specific lab. There are people on social media that a couple of lab owners that are doing some analysis on the particulates, as well as using an air filter with a new filter in it and running it for 24 hours, sending the filter in a sealed package to the labs, or to at least one lab, in one case I know about, to analyze what was caught up in the filter. So we're going to find out, I'm sure. That's a little bit easier than chasing the drones, but I do think the drone story is going to come back into play as well, especially closer to the inauguration.
Absolutely. I mean, the drones, there's definitely something nefarious about drones. We've been using them for decades. I mean, with all types of crazy, you know, attacks that we've done over the Middle East with them. And we've used them for surveillance for decades as well. And so there's no question they're going to get brought back up. And then, you know, with the fog on the aspect of it too, like when me and Ted tested the rainwater, We have that on our website at Health Masters as far as the water testing on it. So we tested rainwater right after we had basically been in chemtrail spray for like 2 days straight. No rain, nothing. We put basically collector glasses out that had already been cleaned, distilled water, and we collected the rainwater. And it was so high in barium and aluminum, it wasn't even safe to drink. That's how toxic it was. And, I mean, the aluminum was off the chart. It was like two or three times what the EPA even allows in any type of drinking water. And that was off one rainstorm at one time after they've been spraying. So we know they're putting dispersals up in the air with this on a regular basis because aluminum in free form like that does not naturally occur in rainwater. But rainwater is naturally usually distilled unless you're around something like a really big, you know, byproduct area or area that has a lot of air pollution. Where we're not, there's very little pollution. It's more out in Orange Groves out in the middle of nowhere. So to have that amount of aluminum and just simply rainwater is completely unnatural. So I'm very curious to see what some of these testing come up with the filters and some of the stuff they've been doing with this fog, because that is going to be interesting to see if they find anything in there or if they're going to find any type of pathogens or bacteria. It all depends on what they test for, though, because that can get really expensive. You start testing for all types of different stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot.
And, you know, the barium and aluminum cloud seeding weather modification patents go back to 1920, believe it or not. So, I'm just saying, look, I don't know what this stuff is, but we're seeing a lot of weird things at the end of 2024 going into 2025. Seeing a lot of weird things from the drones to the fog to, of course, the wave of I believe it's going to be kinetic terrorism here in the U.S., sponsored by or assisted by the FBI. Like you mentioned earlier, too, how the FBI kind of formulates these attacks. All you have to do is look at the Whitmer kidnapping plot. Or even J6. I mean, but Whitmer kidnapping, what 11 of the or 10 of the 12 involved in that were feds? I mean, come on.
Yeah, it was like 80 to 90% of them. It was like the vast majority of everybody involved in the kidnapping plot was some type of either fed or confidential federal informant they used. And you had like two or three guys that were actually trying to be involved in it, and they kind of were the ones that were following along with the feds, and they come in, and that whole deal was such theater. And I remember I called that crap when it happened during COVID. I said, this is strict BS. I said, this reeks of Fed boy nonsense. This is what they do. And then all of a sudden, remember we saw with a lot of the rallies, you had the guys that literally looked like they just got up from their desk job at the FBI in Langley and Quantico, and they're out there standing around, you know, all walking around like they're protesters. I'm like, God, you guys can't even hide well. Like, you guys just smell like feds. And again, so we know they've been involved with this for decades. So it's something to be aware of. You know, when you start going to some of those rallies and stuff, be very cautious who's there. Use extreme wisdom and situational awareness. Because in my opinion, you know, they're going to try to blame something again on conservatives. They may try to do it with a false flag here shortly. What happened with January 6th was such a debacle. But switching gears.
Yeah. Go ahead, sir.
One thing I wanted to ask you about this, because I've been very perplexed. I saw it later on this afternoon, and I'm curious if it's something that they're going to try to escalate. What is going on? Saying Ukraine has now ended its Russian gas shipment contract with Europe, essentially shutting off gas to Europe. They said for 3 years, Russia has continued to transport unimpeded through Ukrainian territory with the Russian gas flow. And now Ukraine is saying that they will not renew the contract. And they're basically shutting it off now and demanding, I guess, they either get more money or they get more security. What do you know what's going on with that? Is that theater? Or are they really trying to do, like, shut the you know, with Europe out as far as with their gas supply?
You know, I saw that earlier today. And because of the events, I really haven't gotten, okay. I'm going to be perfectly frank, I have not gotten a lot of, or had a lot of time to look into that specifically.
It just happened today.
Right.
So they said basically the Ukraine refused to extend the agreements, and essentially they will not transport any. So now there's a bunch of upheaval over there. But ironically, like you just said, everybody's been trying to figure out what happened with the Cybertruck and with this F-150 Lightning, and everybody's had. So we're trying to figure out what's going on domestically, much less what's going on with Ukraine and Russia. But I'm wondering if this is going to be something that's not going to be really talked about, or it's going to be something that pops up on the map in a week or two and is used as more leverage or control or manipulation in that theater of war over there. I don't know, to try to get one last giant barrage of cash out of the United States for Zelensky and his Mandy, is Mary Band of Thieves over there in Ukraine? I don't know, but I do find it very odd that suddenly happens today as well. And it's been going on for like 10 years. They've been transporting as far as this isn't like some new thing they decided to do. It's been going on for a decade, and now today they decide they're going to cut it off now for Moscow. So oddly timing, I guess you just put it that way.
Well, I'll be digging more into that because I do know that Ukraine is following the dissolution of the Soviet Union. Ukraine had a lot of contracts, I suppose, agreements, treaties. I'm not sure which word to use with respect to resources, including but not limited to both gas and oil with your parts of Europe. And I know that was done originally around the, the end of Reagan, beginning of a Bush period of time, and really kind of okay. So the history, I'm somewhat familiar with that, but what's taking place right now, I'm not sure. But it would be used as an act of defiant warfare, I would say. That would make President Trump's incoming job a lot harder when attempting to negotiate. So this to me is a Biden deep state. I see, when I say I see it, I'm including Mossad in that as well, a tactic to create this war. Now, maybe not Mossad in this case, but most assuredly our intelligence community to really hasten up the war efforts over there before, and they really turn to tie President Trump's hands when he gets into office. There's one more thing to unscrew, you know.
That's kind of my
That was kind of my I don't know, my first when I first saw it. That's kind of what I was thinking about. So.
Well, because then what's also going to do is it's going to put a clock on a lot of stuff now, because now if Europe's basically running out of this and they got to start getting it from other areas, and then Russia. And so it's going to put a clock and make stuff more aggressive, and it's going to have to make negotiation much faster, which also means they can try to get more things ran through and possibly get more and more cash like they've liked to launder for the last 4 years now, 3 years now over there, which has been absolutely just ludicrous how insane this entire event has been. But again, that's what we deal with right now with this unbelievably corrupt system that we're working on. So yeah, it's just something to be up against and something to be aware of. And so I've been watching a lot of different things from all across the board, trying to follow things that are actually going to be legitimate. That's why I keep telling everybody, you know, make sure you're keeping whatever you need on hand. I say it all the time, but I mean that sincerely. Make sure you got extra food, extra water. You don't want to be in that position where all of a sudden it's something you need right now, and you've got to try to go deal with people in the stores or go out in the middle of this with something weird happening. If you start having events like this happen in major cities all across the country, it's going to get chaotic very, very quickly. And it's not going to be fun. And you don't want, that's not the place that you want to have to go get involved in. You want to be able to kind of take a step back, analyze everything from a, you know, point of, you know, strength, and not have to try to go out and try to negotiate things and get yourself in trouble. So
that's I 100% agree with you on that. And that's good advice for everyone listening and watching, as well as if you do go out, if you have to go out, make sure your head's on a swivel at all times. Make sure you carry at all times.
Yeah.
And be ready for anything, man. I'm telling you. But again, do your best to keep yourself up. I was kind of watching chat a little bit. And I know that people, even those people, like you said, who have been really trying to take care of themselves, take supplements, even, you know, getting hard with different sicknesses and viruses. I get that. But I'll tell you what, I would not be without those. So order your supplements. Make sure you have a good 30 days, maybe even 60 days supply of supplements, because you just never know. And that's Health Masters or TeamHealthMasters.com.
Well, and one thing that I've recommended, I've had a lot of customers contact me over the years, and, you know, they're in that preparatory mindset. They're getting stuff ready. They're being smart. They're not being, you know, scared or weird, but they're actually staying prep. And I tell them all the time, one of the biggest things you need to do is, if you have the ability to do so safely with your doctor, you know, figure out if there's pharmaceutical drugs you can come off of. That's one less hook that they have on you, that you don't have to go to the pharmacy every month to try to go get a drug that you're prescribed you have to have. One of the main ones is with diabetes, and basically with blood sugar. sugar. I always tell people, you know, the Berberine Ultimate, which is probably going to be going on sale later on this week for product of the week. You know, that's one of the most effective formulas they have to maintain healthy blood sugar. Just yesterday, right before we closed on New Year's Eve, I had a customer show up that I'd never met before. He was actually from Indiana. He deals with cattle down here in Florida, and he was just in town. He found this on Google, and he showed up, and he was talking about his blood sugar. He's on metformin. He's trying to get off of it. So I got him on the berberine and the cinnamon extract. We'll see if he calls me back and orders anything else, but he got it, and he was gone. He was happy. Nice guy. But I told him I was just saying the same thing because he was pretty awake too. We talked for about 5 minutes, and I said, you know, anytime you have the ability to cut out the pharmaceutical industry out of your life, it's a good day. Anytime you don't have something you have to rely on from a drug standpoint, you can only get, you know, a certain amount of, you got to keep going back. It's a reoccurring purchase all the time to a pharmacy that essentially controls your life. When you're on some supplements and nutrients and you're eating clean, you're staying healthy, and you're taking the right subs, it's super easy. You can go on auto ship with us. You can order a couple bottles of it if you want. You can stay stocked up on it. It's usually a lot cheaper, a lot faster, a lot more effective, and a lot healthier than having to go to the pharmacy every single month to try to get these drugs. And so, again, that's one of the reasons why I've really encouraged people. Don't wait. It's New Year's now. You don't have the excuse, well, I'm going to wait till 2025. I'm going to wait till New Year's. It's that time now. If you had that, you know, that New Year's resolution, it's time to start making that difference. Get out and start walking at least once a day. Get in the gym if you can, but at least start getting some exercise and moving around. Because, I mean, what happens if you're in a situation, you know, I mean, and you have to run or get out of the way because there's a speeding vehicle flying through an area. Obviously, that seems to be more of a problem now than it used to be. And I'm not trying to be like sarcastic about this, but I mean, it's happening a lot. And so, you know, if you're in that situation, you don't want to be so stoved up and out of shape that you run 5 feet or 10 feet or, you know, try to sprint 50 feet and you're completely and totally out of shape, can't breathe, fall over, chest hurting. Oh my God, I can't get out of the way anymore. I'm so out of shape. That's not a good look for Patriot Movement at all. So get your weight under control, get your blood sugar under control, and stay healthy, keep your heart strong, and continue to get the truth out there because there's a lot more people. You know, I had a customer come in. He used to live in Hawaii, and he's moved now, and he's in Idaho. And a really great family. Talked to him for a while, great people, great listeners, great customers. And he was telling me, you know, they left Hawaii right after the whole thing that happened with Maui over there. And they basically were sick of it. They told me they said the corruption over there, as far as on those islands, especially on the main island, they said it's horrific. They said essentially all it is police and mob that run those that state over there, Hawaii. And I was unaware of some stuff he told me. I'm not going to really repeat and put it out there. But he told me that he said that level of what goes on out there is insane. Not to mention it's a lily pad as far as for child sex trafficking because it's pretty much all over the world. It's a stop spot, hot spot. And, you know, then ironically enough, we've got the lead officer basically or the sheriff that was operating and running the whole thing with the shooting in Las Vegas. Speaking of Las Vegas, came back in 2017. He suddenly after that transfers over to Maui and he's the police chief over there when that's going on now. And so when you look at these things, the spider web that entangles into it is really deep. And that's why it's so important that people, when they listen to the show, they forward it to other people. They get this out there because that's what me and him were saying. I said, trying to go head to head with these guys, they have an endless amount of money. They have an endless amount of attorneys. When they print their own money, you can't go head-to-head with them, cash for cash. Nobody can because they'll just outspend you. Doesn't matter. They'll just print more money. When they got a printer in the backyard, they just print more cash. And you're here forking out money you're actually working for. It's hard to go head-to-head with them. So the biggest thing is getting people to change their lifestyle, stop supporting these companies with their money, support other companies that are patriot-based, and also, too, be able to get the information because that is why these groups are so bent on trying to push this misinformation, fake news narrative. Anytime we bring something up and talk about something, they don't want people to be able to talk about the truth. This is why during COVID, you couldn't talk about anything. You talk about vitamin C, banned. Talk about zinc, banned. Talk about ivermectin, banned. Banned. You're banned. It was like Oprah was running the COVID show. Everybody got banned. But then nobody got free cars. It was horrible. And so that's, again, what we saw when you're not allowed to talk about the truth. And so it's really important at that point when you're seeing that, it's extra important that you go above and beyond to make sure you get the truth out every single day. So I appreciate your support on that, Doug, and your listener support, that we're really trying to make a difference in getting the truth out there to make people actively change their lifestyle and what they do and what they buy and what they purchase and what they support, because that is one of the most effective things you can do in a society, is getting people to support one another that are like-minded and stop supporting the piece of crap corporate companies that are here to do nothing except extract what they can out of the general population, while at the same time supporting communism and DEI and all this other crap that they're promoting. Blech, it's nauseating me, dude.
You know, I want to make sure that people don't gloss over the fact, and our, the people who watch and listen and engage in chat know this. The Maui police chief during the wildfires, John Pelletier. Okay, he was also in the Vegas Police Department heading that up in the Vegas shooting. What was that, Route 97 Festival shooting? So
yes.
You know, I don't
Mandalay Bay.
Exactly. I don't believe in coincidences. This is not a coincidence. This is by design. And as you spoke of that web of control, look, we have to understand that we are being played, and that you can't, I mean, you can't make this up. So thank you for, you know, restating that. I think it's important for people to understand. So, okay. Yeah. And I would add this, Burberry, that really does a number on keeping your glucose levels down, or at least flat. What's the word? Yeah. Under control.
Berberine. It keeps them stable.
He's stable.
The berberine
Thank
keeps
you.
Them very stable. Well, yeah. The thing is, I mean, I was explaining to the guy when he came over the other day, and he bought some berberine off Amazon of all places, which I loathe. And he showed me the ingredients on it, and it was some crap. It was just garbage. It was like $10 a bottle off Amazon. I was like, dude, if you're buying a bottle, 180 capsules of anything, and it's $10, unless it's aspirin, dude, it's crap. I mean, you can't get high-quality supplements for that price. It doesn't work. The raws aren't there. I know how much they cost. Real stuff. And they're getting it all from China. And I told him, I said, when I showed us, I said, we have the dihydroberberine, which, A, is very difficult to get. It's not cheap, but it's five times more effective than regular berberine, and the absorbability is so much higher and allows the body to actually utilize the berberine like it's supposed to, because berberine is very hard to process and convert in the body. And it has to be converted into dihydroberberine to actually process. So when you're taking high doses, even if it's a decent quality berberine, you're not getting a lot of it at all. Your body's just, it's wasting a lot of it. And that's why a lot of times people don't see that good of results with blood sugar as far as stability with just regular berberine. That dihydroberberine, I have to watch that product. If I take too much of it too often, my blood sugar actually get too low, and I'll notice it sometimes when I get done training, my blood sugar drops on me and I got to go get a meal in. So I even have to watch that product. I can't use it a ton because my blood sugar is very stable. But again, I like to keep my blood sugar at a very good range, especially if I go and eat, you know, a higher carb meal with some like rice and chicken, and especially a lot of rice. We're going to have like a really, really heavy training day all day, or we're going to be out in the woods training. And so again, it's a great product. Use it. It's fantastic. Try anything you can before you start going on a lot of these pharmaceutical drugs, because a lot of them, the side effects are way more horrific. When you stuff like dihydroberberine, you're getting positive results and antioxidant support from it instead of just taking a drug that's blowing out your kidneys, man. So yeah, it's do your research on where you're getting the ingredients from. That's a huge
thing. I wonder how many people listening or watching are on metformin, because metformin, man, I'll tell you, yeah, exactly. I know that I had to take that for a while. And, when I introduced your berberine, my blood sugar was lower, more often than it was higher. You know what I'm saying? So, it works.
Yeah, here's from Clinic Cal. Estimated number of patients in the United States on metformin as of 2022 is 19.5 million people. Wow. Almost 20 million people on metformin. That's almost every person. The state of Florida has like 23 million people. That's almost the entire state of Florida size is on metformin. That's crazy. And yet it's such a simple, effective, easy thing to treat with blood sugar, with a healthy diet and stabilizing blood sugar with supplements. But yet 20 million people on that drug, Doug, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Average $70 per prescription.
Yeah, exactly. I think The last time mine was like $43, okay, for metformin. And yeah, it's ridiculous. And what it does to your kidneys, I had my kidney function evaluated, you know, every 3 months or whatever. It's just a headache, man. This is a natural way to reduce your high glucose levels or keep them in check. So, folks, go to Team Health Masters or healthmasters.com. Their old site versus their new site. Team Health Masters is a new site. And while you're there, you can listen to both Ted and Austin on the Ted and Austin Brewer Show. I highly recommend that as well. There you go. You can listen. You can dig down for archived episodes and appreciate them. So very good. Okay, we covered a lot, but yet there's so much more, you know, to cover. What else is on your mind? Because, man, we could take this in 100 different directions, but this is the first day of 2025. We're 19 days out from an inauguration. And again, I don't believe anything's going to delay this inauguration. I don't believe martial law is going to come in and delay it. They can try, maybe, but it's constitutionally embedded in the Constitution. And quite frankly, I don't think the American people are going to put up with any crap like that. You want to see some heads roll, go ahead and try that.
You couldn't even try to justify any aspect of it unless there was some major event that happened domestically with some type of enormous ground invasion and air invasion. But I mean, that dude, you're talking suicide in any country to do that. I mean, any country that tries to do a full blown ground air invasion on the United States, it is going to be an absolute bloodbath for them on their side, considering how large our U.S. military is and how large our civilian militia is. That's the only option I could see, and I don't personally see anything moving to that right now. That'd be the only justification of martial law. That part of me thinks they almost want to get Biden out of office because he's such a stooge. I mean, he's like the brunt of every joke now on a lot of mainstream medias. I mean, there was a show earlier yesterday. I don't have the video, and you might be able to pull it up, Eric. And it was with with Anderson Cooper, and the girl was with him, and she started hammering Biden, the Democratic Party, stand. Did you have that video?
You know what? I think I have it in my bookmarks.
Maybe I can pull it up real quick. It's really funny. I mean, I think it was live, too. It was live broadcast. And she starts just hammering the Democratic Party for the party that basically is pro-choice. You never even gave your constituents a choice. You just put a random person in there, i.e. Kamala Harris.
Eric the Tech, it's my second bookmark down. If you can log in, I'm not sure. Can you? Yeah,
that's what I think. I think they've got to pretty much get him out now.
This is a 2 minute video, or this is a 30 second video clip. I'm not sure if I have the entire thing, but watch this. Holy moly. Here it is.
This is live.
The 2024 election fried our brains. The Democrats couldn't hold a primary because they were too busy holding a body upright. Are we still rolling? Am I off?
Go for it.
It was amazing that the pro-choice party didn't give their voters one when it came to the presidential candidate. Kamala was forced on us so hard you'd think she was patented by Pfizer or Moderna, whichever one's... Oh, God. Andy just gave me a very scary look.
No!
Yeah, that aired live, and that was pretty.
She goes, oh gosh. Anderson Cooper was punching air right there when she did that. Yeah.
I saw another clip of Anderson Cooper, and I don't know whether it was his boyfriend, husband, or significant other.
Such a.
toasting Project 2025. I don't quite get what that was all about, but it was an odd. It was just odd the way the whole thing played out on CNN over the.
He's such a CIA boy. He nauseates. I can't even watch him. He's so stinking gay, and he's CIA. It's like, golly, dude, stop talking.
No, the Vanderbilt bloodline. But anyway.
Yeah. But I thought that video was really funny because I'm like, dude, on live television, you know, she got sat down with a conversation after that. They're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? You can't be. They pushed just so hard on us. You would have thought they were owned by Pfizer and Moderna. I was like, oh, boy. A lot of people, I probably went over their heads. But yeah, that's
Exactly. And yeah. And folks, we have to remember, I just want to say this on the first day of 2025. I'm done being treated as a hostage. I'm done being treated as insignificant. I'm done. I've had it. So we have to, I'm going to paraphrase Bannon, rip their faces off. Okay. We have to be, I think we have to be on the offense this year, not on the defense. And I think that we have to be, take the position of non-compliance. And you know what? You're not going to get away with what you think you are. We are going to expose you, but worse, we're going to prosecute you. And frankly, if we can't prosecute you, we're going to persecute you. And I mean that.
That's true. No, you're spot on with that, Doug. It's time now. We're done with it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm over all of this, you know. I'm just over the entire thing. I'm tired.
We got subjected to the most bizarre form of torture for the last 4 years. It really was. It was psychological torture.
Oh yeah, yeah. And then you know the other thing that bothered me, and I mentioned this earlier last hour, when we had the situation, or we have the situation in New Orleans, an FBI agent coming out wearing a nose ring can barely speak coherent English.
Oh, I missed that. When was that? Was that when they first talked about it? I didn't see that.
Yeah. This is the FBI sack, I believe, from the New Orleans office. I do. Do we play that? Eric the Tech,
FBI. Can you play it?
But you know that was the first hour. Let me see if.
Okay. No worries on it. That it doesn't surprise me though. I mean, when you have people like that being hired in the FBI, God, you can't have any credibility with that agency. I mean, that's who you put as the spokesperson. What the heck, dude?
And I'll tell you what. I'm going to send this to you, Eric the Tech, because this is worth. This is worth taking note of, only because I have a problem with, let me just do this. I can't do two things at once here. I've got a problem with people who disrespect themselves enough to, well, be disrespectful to themselves by virtue of their appearance and by their inability to really deal with the or learn the English language, and then we have to get rid of the DEI stuff. We have to let's see here. I'm going to put this as video 10, Eric the Tech. Here it comes, and just folks, check this out. I'll let you know when it cleared my airwaves here. It's got to go through. There we go. You should have it, Eric the Tech. This is video 10. It's 40 seconds long, but when I saw this, again, who are we as a people? We need Kash Patel right now to clean the FBI out.
Oh, yeah, we do.
And Benny Johnson, he posted this on his X account saying that an FBI agent with a nose ring, actually it's a nose piercing, who can barely speak coherent English sentences, told the media that a terrorist driving a truck with an ISIS flag killing 10 Americans is not a terrorist attack. And then he said, seriously, listen to this. So, Eric the Tech, when you're ready, go ahead. It's 40 seconds.
Patrick said, we'll be taking over the investigative lead for this event. This is not a terrorist event. What it is right now is their improvised explosive devices.
I'm not getting the audio. Can you hear it?
And we are working on confirming if this is a viable device or not. As Chief Kirkpatrick said, we're asking everyone to stay away from Bourbon Street, specifically from Canal Street to St. Anne. That is my ask. Once again, stay away from Bourbon Street, Canal Street, all the way to St. Anne until we can figure out what is going on. Our goal is to provide you additional information at the 11 a.m. press conference.
Yeah, the failures of DEI on display right there.
The fact that you have a federal agent as the individual is going to be a spokesperson for a mass casualty event and has a piercing in their face like they're a 14-year-old.
Right.
That boggles my mind. I mean, I get it. People want to put 50 piercings in their face, and that's what they want to do with their personal time. Cool, whatever. Don't really care. But have an FBI, a federal agent representing the United States Federal Bureau of Investigation, getting on national television with a piercing in your face. Some people don't care about that, but to me, I find that extremely unprofessional. It's just my opinion. Like I said, you can have all the piercings you want in your face. You don't need to be working for the FBI, especially being the spokesperson. That's just bizarre.
Yeah, and I think that this shows a lot of disrespect, again, for exactly the office and for the people and for even that person. But, you know, again, we have this Democratic enforced idiocy, DEI, in play here, where you've got, you know, women or men as women dress up as women. And boy, what a mess. The
you got 5'1" females working security for, you know, Donald Trump's Secret Service. They can't even holster their pistol. They keep trying to reholster it because they're so fat they can't get it back in. I'm like, oh, wow. She's weapons qualified.
Okay. Yeah, that was, you know, and that's another thing, too. We are not done, folks. And I'm going to say this. We're not done with looking in the butler.
No, that whole thing stinks to high heavens, dude. Golly. The more you dig into it, the weirder it gets. I know you have to. It's just like, okay. But yeah,
there's just a lot to say about that, and hopefully we will have more information because the tentacles of Butler do reach into Florida. There's just a lot wrong with the entire narrative, but the real culprit there. In Butler is the culprits, plural, the FBI and the Secret Service. The chances of, again, I've said this before, I'm going to say this one last time, or one more time, the chances of the, what was it, 12, a dozen points of failure on the part of the Secret Service.
Yeah.
And that man, that young man going on the roof and taking a shot at President Trump. And all things being able to happen in the way they did, one in one septillion are the odds.
Statistical probability of all those specific failures all happening simultaneously at the same time in that event, allowing him to get in the position he did without any type of, you know, backlash at first. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. Not with that level of security in that position. It doesn't happen. There's so many federal agents, so many Secret Service, private contractors, local law enforcement. That doesn't happen. And so, again, that's some crazy stuff. But one thing I wanted to cover for the end of the show is because we're getting into New Year, one of the biggest things I've been trying to really encourage people to stay away from, especially starting this year, is staying away from the vegetable oils, the canola oil, and the soybean oil. I sent a new article out to Eric. I emailed it to him. I don't know if he got it yet. But it's going into detail now about how Americans are consuming record amounts of soybean oil. They said just last year alone, 12.25 million metric tons of soybean oil were consumed in the United States. And a new study comes out now. It was published in the Journal of Traditional and Complementary Medicine, found extreme neuroinflammation tied into gut inflammation with soybean oil and canola oil with mice when they were fed this compared to those fed lard. So the mice that were fed lard had less health problems, much less health problems than those who were fed soybean oil. Lard is not even something that's recommended anymore, but soybean oil. And they said during the 20-week study, researchers observed damage to both the blood-brain barrier and the intestinal barrier in soybean oil group. These mice experienced a reduction in beneficial gut bacteria and an increase in pathogenic bacteria, resulting in brain inflammation and damage. Brain inflammation from damage to the blood-brain barrier was also linked to neurological disorders and neurodegenerative conditions that can be linked to Alzheimer's, multiple sclerosis, and also sleep disorders. What's crazy about this is there's another study done in June about the neurological impairments from soybean oil on mice from early gestation to adulthood showed impaired locomotor activities, motor coordination, and spatial memory. The researchers observed depression and anxiety-like behavior, suggesting that neurobehavioral alterations came due to excessive oxidative stress that was linked to the soybean oil and the canola oil. Do me a favor, my friends. when you're going to the store now, just do me a favor. Just humor me on this. I don't ask. I actually never ask you guys for anything ever. I just give you guys information and support you guys. I'm asking you for a favor. Next time you go to the grocery store, next time you're going to buy food, look at the ingredient list. It'll take an extra 4 or 5 minutes throughout the entire trip just to look at the ingredient list instead of just grabbing the box. Take it 5 seconds. Read the ingredient list. If it says soybean oil or canola oil on the packaging, on the label, on the ingredient list, do your best to stay away from it. Quite frankly, my opinion, put it back on the shelf and try to go with an alternative that's healthier. Soybean oil and canola oil is starting to be placed in everything. And when I say everything, I mean everything now. And when you look at the research that's coming out over the last couple of years about what soybean oil and canola oil does to the gut and what it does with the gut-brain interface, it is horrific. And in my opinion, a lot of the health problems that we're starting to see exacerbate, especially the gut issues, the brain issues, the anxiety, the depression, the stuff that's getting exponentially more aggressive in this society now, I think is being linked to these types of oils. Now, again, I'm not discounting other things like high fructose corn syrup and food coloring and all kinds of other preservatives at all. Stay away from those if you can as well. The best is to stay away from all of it. But soybean and canola oil is one of those problems where the body can't process and get rid of the inflammation fast enough caused by the oils because it's constantly being injected into your system because it's in all the foods. The body, the kidneys, the liver, it can handle a degree of toxicity. It can. That's why you can have a little bit of alcohol and take some liver support and acetylcysteine, and it'll flush your liver on a rare occasion. If you get some food in your system, it's not really good. Your body will flush it out, and you're fine. It's the systemic daily increase of these ingredients that are being put in your body that start straining it, and you start having chronic inflammation that leads to a whole host of health problems later on down the road. So do me a favor. Look at the ingredient list. This research, and I have this posted on our website. You guys can look at it too. This research is getting worse and worse about soybean and canola oil. Back 5-10 years ago, we all knew it wasn't a good oil. But what we're starting to see now, it's starting to become horrific because of how much it's in everything and how toxic the stuff is. Because also remember, all soybean and basically canola oil, they're all GMO. I've never heard of seen one ever that's not GMO, which means it's also sprayed with glyphosate or Roundup, which exacerbates the problem even more on how unhealthy and toxic it is. So again, I want to close on that today because a lot of people have asked me, what should I try to do in my diet? What are some small things I can do, you know, to get in better shape? Stay away from these oils. They wreck the endocrine system. They mess with the hormones. They mess with the gut. They mess with the brain. They cause a whole host of issues. And you'll find a lot of times if you cut these oils out, you'll feel a lot better. That's why a lot of times when I go places, especially if I'm going to like get a place where they're going to cook something that could have that oil in it, like an omelet place or potatoes or breakfast, I always try to ask if they can cook it in real butter because most places do have real butter still. And a lot of times they will. You tell them, they come to the table, they say, are there any allergies? I said, yes, I have allergies. I'm allergic to soybean and canola oil. Can't have them, period. They say, okay, so can I have them cooked in real butter? And in most cases, unless they're absolutely slammed, they'll accommodate you on that. Now, obviously, there's certain foods that don't really need a lot of oil on. If you're going to get a, you know, filet mignon or steak, you don't really have to worry about it. They're not going to use any oil on that. But again, though, do your research on that, please, and do your due diligence and read the ingredient list. But I wanted to kind of finish up with that today, Doug, because this is becoming such a problem and so many people are having issues they're calling me about, and I'm really seeing these two things interlock together with health problems that are exacerbating in the country.
I totally agree with you on that. The only question I have is how do I deep fry? I don't want to air fry. How do I deep fry, or what do I deep fry my beer battered fish in?
There's one, I have seen some forms of avocado oil. Granted, it's very expensive. Oil is actually incredibly good for you. The omega-3 fats in avocado oil are fantastic for the brain. They have no inflammatory effects whatsoever. Granted, it is an expensive oil to use. However, I mean, it depends how much you're eating fried food. I'm not even going to go there with you right now. How often you're eating your battered fish fries.
Hey, you know, that and my Cuban cigars, right? The luxury. Yeah. So,
the research that I've even started to see now is they're starting to show that soybean and canola oil is even worse for you than tobacco usage. I mean, that's how bad this stuff is, what does the body. And I mean, it's bad, dude.
And I'm glad you brought that up because a lot of people really, they hear about it but don't understand how many products contain those.
Exactly right.
And I did make a shopping run the other day, and I did catch myself reading the ingredients, and I was surprised. I'm trying to remember what was
Everything, dude.
I think it was in It was in a sub role or something. It's something so random. I couldn't believe that it was in there. Okay, so.
And what's crazy is it doesn't need to be in there. They just use it because it's really cheap. And in my opinion, these companies are putting it in there as well. They know it causes health problems, and they don't care. Pay a little bit extra money. Get a little bit higher quality. Like there's a company that makes a ranch with avocado oil. If you like ranch dressing or sauces like that, makes great with avocado
That's
oil.
Right.
Stay away from the soybean oil.
Absolutely. So, yeah. All right. Okay. Healthmasters.com or teamhealthmasters.com. Anything we
HR5
should know?
HR5 is hot too.
HR5. Yeah,
HR5
okay.
is up and running. I just updated that on both websites. You guys will have that for for all the next week. I'll usually run it for a week on there. So if you need anything, use that coupon code. Stay healthy, my friends. Welcome to 2025. Put your 5-point harness on. It's going to be a wild ride this year, but we're here to get through it together. That's my closing statement on that, Doug.
I'll tell you what, Austin Brower, thank you so very, very much for being a part of the show. And thank you for everything you've done in 2024. And it's going to be a rough 2025. So let's hang together and let's fight together for the rest of the year.